Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
All right, welcome in. It's the Big Bad Morning Show. Monday. It's not a Monday after a Ravens game. We had Monday morning quarterback on Friday. Myself, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris here with you. Rob Long is off today. He'll be back tomorrow. Kind of a weekend where you could choose whatever you want to do. I'm the type that's just going to go, oh, I don't have to sit here in front of the TV to watch football, so I'll just sit here in front of the TV and watch football then. So that's all I did.
I did y'all watch the Rams game.
Yeah. I mean, that was a fun one, the way
it
came down.
Nothing else, just the Nakua's catch. It was worth the whole game.
Ed and I were talking about this before the show. I thought there were two catches yesterday that are some of the best receptions I've ever seen. Puka Nakua's catch can be put up against anybody's. You put your best catch, the one you've seen, put him up against it, and it's definitely one that stands out. And I was telling
that's
Ed.
That's in the history of the game. That's not this year. That's all time.
I was telling Ed, at least in my opinion, in catching the football with one hand, when you got your hand turned that way, I think that's a better way to grip the ball, especially if it's just laid in there. But the weird thing is he's got his hand turned, and now he's got to switch it and pin it to his chest, which I think the defender's hand helped keep it, the offensive player's hand kept it in line.
No, the defensive player.
Kept it in line for him to grab it. I'm treating it like it's an interception now. Yeah. Because he was playing like the defender on that. Because the ball was overthrown.
No.
That ball was overthrown. That's an amazing catch by him. That's not a good catch, pass.
But maybe it was overthrown. It was high, for sure. But the defender was behind him.
That's what I'm saying. The defender had a better chance.
The defender was in perfect position. The defender is behind him. They both have their hands on the ball. Nakua turns his wrist back, completely, pronates it. And then somehow they're fighting for it. They both have hands on. He wins, pulls into his body. And I'm like, how did you do that? Like,
it's incredible, man. I thought just looking at that play, and I'm like, man, this is the most amazing catch I've seen. And I still think this is better than the one that Brock Bowers had in the end zone. Mm-hmm. And thanks a lot, Brock Bowers, and the Chargers, who probably could have kneeled the ball out and ran one in for it to go over the total. Appreciate that, guys. Took what was a good day, or what could be a great day, and turned it into just a good day. But whatever. But no, like Brock Bowers' catch, tell me how many tight ends of that size are going to get that low and pin the ball with one hand.
We're also talking off air. Like, it's funny how it used to be we talked about Kelce and Kittle and guys like that, Ertz and, Andrews. Now it's like, it's Bowers, McBride.
Yeah, those are the two best in the league. LaPorta was in that conversation, but again, getting hurt this year and seeing the numbers the other guys are putting up. LaPorta's young and can still do it. Everybody expected Kyle Pitts to be in that conversation. There's a lot of good tight ends in this league. There's nobody that puts up the type of production that Brock Bowers and Trey McBride put up. And honestly, they're putting up numbers like number one receivers. You can compare them to the best wide receivers in the league, not just the tight ends from a production standpoint. The other thing I wanted to point out, looking at this weekend, I mean, as everything's getting set up for bowl games and all the other stuff that went on, and trust me, we'll be talking about Lane Kiffin and a few other things today. But this whole weekend and watching the games, like the thing that we've been saying all year long, I think is 100%. There are no great teams. I'm not even sure there are good teams in this league. Anybody can beat anybody on any given day.
Yeah.
And I mean, what we saw, you actually called the Bears win over the Eagles, which awesome pick. Like, I'm sitting there going, how do two running backs have over 100 yards against this Eagles defense?
Yeah.
Like, I bet Caleb Williams to go under his passing yards. His passing yards were like 204 in that game. Anybody know what he threw for? Like a 140 or a 150. That's all he had to throw because they just ran the football down their throat. And so the Eagles, and then all of a sudden the Chiefs losing on Thanksgiving, and you start going, are they going to get
that? Too.
You know who the Chiefs have this weekend? They got the Houston Texans.
They're going to lose.
Chiefs are going to win this one.
No.
Yep.
Mm-mm.
It's at home. They're favored by 3.5. They handle business here.
We'll see.
All right. Well, you don't know. What did you get right this weekend? All of them?
12-3.
Shut up. Who cares? Game doesn't even matter. Anytime Ed has some, it's like, you know what it is? It's like that damn picture of me that's on that wall. I have one good picture of me taken in my entire life. One. And everybody thinks it's AI. And now here you are. You've got all these pics. And I'm like, ah, who cares about this? Just brush it off. Ed has this great week. And he's like, yeah, nobody really cares about this week. No, but one of the other things I wanted to bring up just watching it, seeing how miserable Ravens fans were going into the weekend, you still come out of the weekend in first place.
Yeah.
And the Steelers looking up. And that looks like a hot mess there. Aaron Rodgers looked like...
Where was the blood coming from?
I don't know. Was it his forehead or his nose?
No, they said nose. I'm looking. They had a close-up. Like,
oh, he had a scratch on his nose.
But I'm like, it didn't look... He says, gash on his... Gash? What gash? I've seen gashes. That's like...
Plenty of them.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, where is he bleeding from? It's like, it was the oddest thing. But anyway.
Yeah, and then Mason Rudolph comes
Freddie
in.
Freddie Mercury comes in. He looks like Freddie Mercury under that helmet with the mustache.
I just want to ride my bicycle. That's what he wants to do. He wants a quarterback. That Steelers team is horrendous. And again, the Ravens are 5.5-point favorites over. I love it because my buddy Pony, who does radio up in Pittsburgh, he's just been poking all the Ravens fans and just talking trash about them before the Steelers game. And he's like, Lamar's no good. And Pony, I love him to death, but he was the guy that told everyone Kenny Pickett was going to be the Steelers savior. Is he even on that team? No, he's on the Browns. Or he was. I don't know where he is now. But, yeah, so it was kind of a weird weekend just watching college football, NFL. We had all these big matchups. I feel like Friday had all these great slate of games. And as things went for me, Friday was unkind to me. Saturday was unkind to me. Sunday was better. But I had a lot of, like, what I would deem really tough losses the way they came down. Like, how about it's 45-3 in the first half? Or 40, what do you think? 45-3 in the first half, and I have the over. And the game finishes 45-3. It was a college game, East Carolina and Florida Atlantic. FU, FAU. That's all you mustered is that? And then nobody scored in the second half. And had games that would come, like talking about that Chargers game, come down to the wire. I got the under. Mm-hmm. Brock Bowers makes this amazing touchdown catch. And I'm like, all right, I just can't give up a touchdown. Chargers go all the way down the field. It's second and goal. No timeouts left. I feel like they might knee it out because they don't care. Nah, they ran one in. Just went over the total. And I was like, God bless it. But yeah, it was one of those weekends where, again, without the Ravens playing, I don't know how much people had to look forward to, but there were the Houston Indy game was a marquee game. Somebody else pointed out another one. But the fact that the Rams go down, and believe it or not, I know we're going to talk more about the Week 13 coming up in the next segment. We'll take your phone calls. The Bears have the best record in the NFC.
Yeah.
How?
You got me.
And the Broncos won another close game again last night. Yeah. What is it? Oh.
By 1 point.
Hey, 1 point. No overtime. Yeah. It's just crazy. Crazy the way that things come down. So, all right. What we're going to do is we'll take your phone calls, 410-583-1057. Talk more about the NFL this week. And if you want to get in with some college football, that's great, too. We're going to talk Lane Kiffin this hour. I'm interested to see what you think about it. And I wanted Rob here today. I know he kind of gave us some of his thoughts on the when we were going back and forth in the in our group message. But, man, what he tried to do, he wanted his cake and he wanted to eat it too. And I wonder if you feel the same way, because I was always different in the whole mercenary thing. Like, oh, these guys are just hired guns. Nobody cares. As long as I've been gambling and doing this and watching football, those teams fall apart when their coach leaves. There's not many that rally the troops and go, once you know your coach is leaving, it's amazing where everybody's mind goes and how they play.
Sure.
And the NCAA, whatever they do, needs to look into how you have everything set up here. It's so silly to sit here and have There are so many coaches right now that are leaving their teams headed into postseason play, including one that has a shot for a national championship.
And should they go? Did it to Florida State.
Yeah, but Florida State was on their third-string quarterback.
I think it's they have no coach.
Yeah, they'll put somebody in there.
Florida State put a quarterback in there.
Ah, come on. That's different. You win with good players.
Coaches don't matter.
not this is. All right, what we'll do is we'll take your phone calls. We're going to talk more about Week 13, kind of get Ed's take. I'll give you the standings and what's coming up, some of the spreads for next week. There are some really good games, including Thursday night. Does one of these teams knock each other out? Detroit and Dallas.
Yeah.
We're going to be saying this till the end of the year. Does this team knock that team out? Because everybody's going to be in it until Week 16, 17, 18.
Yeah, they say, who's good?
Yeah, there's nothing. And every time you think somebody's good, they come back the next week and show you they're not.
Yeah.
They're just okay. So we do that next. 410-583-1057 right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
All right, so we're going to take a look around the league here a little bit. I want to get everybody caught up to date on everything that's going on. We have a game tonight between the Patriots and the Giants, and Jackson Dart will be back to finish off this week. But as I'm looking at the divisions, woof, Buzz's girlfriend, woof. The Patriots and the Broncos, 10-2. Nobody's been talking about the Chargers. You realize they're 8-4?
Yeah.
Along with the Colts and the Jags. Do you realize that the Jacksonville Jaguars are in first place right now, technically?
No, I didn't know that.
How? What is going on with this? That's not a good team. They're 8-4. How does this happen?
Yeah.
The Ravens, the Steelers at 6-6. The Bengals at 4-8 are not out of it. The Browns, who are at 3-9.
Not out of it.
Not out of it, which, I mean, they are, but let's be honest. This is, anything could happen here. And then when you look in the NFC, Eagles still up at the top at 8-4, Cowboys 6-5, Bears 9-3, Packers 8-3, Lions 7-5. Tampa Bay and Carolina 7-5 and 7-6, as I guess the Panthers haven't had their bye week yet. Might be this week then. And then the Rams 9-3, Seattle 9-3, San Francisco 9-4. This is one of the weirdest seasons I've ever seen in the NFL. I'm not going to say I don't think anybody's good. I think I know the teams that have some value.
Yeah.
But from week to week, it changes. I mean, like, so much. And if you were looking at power rankings this year and you're going, all right, who's the top 10 teams? it had to change drastically week to week this season. And I bet you if you went back to week one and looked at it now, not even half of those teams are on that list.
Well, if you think about your preseason picks, I mean, they probably look nothing like this.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair to me, though, I had Bears, Bucks, Broncos, Jags, Ravens, Patriots. Yeah, I had all those. Nobody had all those. But if you go back to this past week, we were talking about the games. Outside of seeing some of the best catches we've ever seen, Ed, there were some interesting games that finished. They were talking about the Atlanta Falcons. Excuse me. Atlanta Falcons have played three out of the last four games have been overtime games. three out of the last four have been overtime games, and they fall to the Jets. You and I were on that one. It's kind of weird to see the way that the Jets were celebrating when they finally won one. Aaron Glenn didn't know what to do. He wasn't smiling.
Not used to it.
What is this? Where do we go when we win?
What is this victory you speak of?
Is there a podium? Did they put a medal around? How does this work? But what do you think about the way they played this weekend? They look good.
They look good. They won. I mean, it's a team. They've won a lot. They've lost a lot of close games this year. You think of the teams they've lost. The first one against the Steelers, they should have won. They lose to the Bucs by 2 points. Lose to the Dolphins by a score. They threw the Broncos by two, the Panthers by 13-6. I mean, they've had really close losses.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just the way it goes.
Did you see any of the Seattle-Minnesota game?
No.
You didn't get to see the the kid that's quarterbacking for Seattle or for Minnesota? They're down, getting ready to score, right? They're in the red zone, I think. And he rolls out, and he's about to get sacked. And as he's getting grabbed, he does the, let me just throw the ball out of bounds real quick so I don't... And
I saw the highlight.
Right to the defender.
Yes.
And the guy just marched down the field
for
a touchdown.
See that. Yeah.
It's like, oh no, Rook, you can't do that. You ain't that guy to be doing that. But all right, well, let's do this. Who's the best team in the AFC? Who's the best team in the NFC right now? And I don't care if you can throw the records out.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna have to. Who's the best team in the AFC right now? I'm going to have to say
I was just going to say the same thing you are. Is it the Patriots?
That's where I was going to go. I was going to say Patriots.
I mean, you can't, right now with the way that things have gone, you can't pick anyone from the AFC North. It doesn't mean they can't be the best team by the end of the season. But again, who cares with the way things set up?
It's the same record. No one has a positive point differential in the AFC North. Everyone's in the red. You know, and that's not a good sign. The same with the NFC South.
Yeah.
I guess I have to say the Patriots.
I heard something this weekend that after this team won, one of their writers said, is it out of line or am I just in over my head saying that I think this team has a shot at making the playoffs? The answer to both of those were yes.
Who?
The Miami Dolphins.
Oh.
Stop it. You just beat the Saints. You beat a couple of bad teams. You did beat the Bills. Hats off to you there. Yeah. Hey, you're not making a run.
Well, they won three in a row. When your team's so winning, everybody's like, oh yeah. There we go.
Are we've changed? No, it's the same. So, again, I think I have to give it to the Patriots, even though I don't think they're the best team. But
I would watch out for the Texans. That defense is awesome.
And as I told you, Texans this weekend are at Kansas City, the 6-6 Chiefs.
Yeah.
It is awesome. I don't know if you heard me before the show. Derek Stingley, the cornerback for the Texans. He gave up 0 yards yesterday. He has 5 games this year where he's given up 10 yards or less in pass coverage.
Wow.
We talk about like Myles Garrett got another sack yesterday. Mm-hmm. I think it was just one. I could be wrong. I kind of turned that game off after the 4th-and-1 on their own 33 and end up losing the damn game. The Browns did. But, you know, as we're looking at these teams, Kansas City is, they're 6-6. And there's a lot of people talking about them missing the playoffs, which I'd have to agree with them, but man, it feels weird to say that when you've been to an AFC championship game every single year you've been in the league, Pat Mahomes.
Yeah. And I mean, you look at to me, the one thing we've not seen are elite pass rushers. You look at the Texans. What's his name? Danielle.
Yeah.
Danielle Hunter has 11.
And Will.
Has 10.5. 22 and a half. 21.5. 22 sacks between them. Yeah.
And the fact that it's spread around between two of them, you can't pay one guy more attention than the other. I mean, you can, but then the other one's going to get you.
Yeah. I mean, that makes the world a difference. It really does.
But back-to-back road games for Houston coming off an emotional win at a place where they've struggled for years in Indy. and now get you back in the playoff picture. I understand they're rolling, but I think going to Kansas City is a tough spot. What about in the NFC? Who's the best team in the NFC? Do you take pause because of what happened with the Rams yesterday, or is it still them?
I'm thinking it's either the Rams or the Seahawks. I can't decide. It's not the Eagles. They've shown their, you know, I took the Bears. I like the Bears. It's exciting to see them be good again. I just don't feel like they can do it. The Rams certainly can. I think that, you know, they have an MVP caliber quarterback this year.
He made a huge mistake at the end of that game.
But he's looking really good this year. But there's something about the Seahawks I really like.
I would agree with that. I think they're the best team. I mean, I was one of the guys saying,
The Seahawks.
Yeah. I think the Seahawks are the best team, even though the Rams, just beat them. But I was one of the few years ago that said, hey, you can't say this and you can't do it. But I'd do whatever it took to keep Mike McDonald here. And it's not like you can tell your head coach to go and you're giving him his job.
Yeah.
I know he was going to leave, but man, is it frustrating to see how much success they're having out there. And I'd ask people, everyday fans, how many defensive players on Seattle can you name? And their defense is arguably the best in the league.
Mm-hmm.
So guy's a wizard. And then JSN kind of turning into a top five receiver in the league. And by the way, when the year's done, he may be number one. I mean, he's in that conversation, but he's having one of the more amazing seasons. And he and Justin Jefferson were held catchless.
Either way, it sounds funny.
In the first half. What a day in the NFL yesterday. Let's grab a phone call here. Antonio's in Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good.
Can the Ravens' offensive line protect Lamar Jackson from T.J. Watt and the rest of the Steelers' defense? Have a wonderful day, guys.
Thanks. I don't know if they can keep them away from him. Look, T.J. Watt's really good. But this Steelers team stinks, man. And I know I'm saying that right after the Ravens just lost to the worst defense in football and had the greatest advantage on a Thursday night against a team that just can't play. but if you watch the Steelers, I mean, there are just wholesale problems on both sides of the ball. Whereas it looks like the Ravens defense has been playing better. Their defense gives up way too many big plays, and their offense sputters out at the most important times of the game, watching Mason Rudolph take a sack when you're in field goal range or Aaron Rodgers dirt one because he didn't want to get hit. I mean, he played, by the way, I know we talk a lot of trash about him, but hats off to him for trying to play yesterday. I mean, they said that his wrist was broken in three different places.
Mm-hmm. Look, he's one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game. You can't take that away. He's just an ass. He's mercurial, let's put it that way.
I'm going to look that up in the commercial break. Mercurial. Anyway, all right, we're going to talk some college football next. 410-583-1057. We will take some calls on this. Lane Kiffin's leaving Ole Miss and going to LSU. Did he leave them high and dry? Kiffin says the school wouldn't let him coach the team in the college football playoff. Kiffin also said the players wanted him to stay. I don't think that's true. Did the school make a mistake? We will talk about it next here on The Fan.
You know that this was a very challenging, difficult day. You know, we went through a lot last night with Keith Carter trying to figure out a way, you know, to make this playoff, you know, run work and be able to coach the team. And at the end of the day, that's his decision. And I totally respect that. I understand that decision. And, you know, so I just totally wish the team the best of luck, wish that I was coaching, but understand that it was a very challenging position for him and the Chancellor to be in. And totally respect that. So, you know, just really, really hope they play really well and go win the national championship.
If Kiffin wants his money, I think y'all should give him his money. No, that's Lane Kiffin talking about this. I want to read you what he posted on social media. He is the epitome of being a scumbag.
100%.
What a douchebag this guy is.
Selfish, selfish, disloyal douchebag.
And I'm sure I believe his first line. After a lot of prayer, come on. Dude.
I'm sure you did.
Dang, get out of here with that nonsense. He ain't praying on anything. You wanted to take the money. You wanted the job at LSU. I love these guys that, and I understand there are tough decisions to be made, like Kevin Willard. We all said that the better opportunity was at Villanova, but why do you BS your way through it? And honestly, I've said this before, and I know Rob and I have argued about this with guys being hired guns and they're all mercenaries now getting paid for it. I still think it affects the team greatly. Who knows what that Maryland team went to the Sweet 16 with everything going on. Mm-hmm. Turns out Derrick Queen's a pretty damn good player. if you're watching what he's doing at New Orleans, the NBA level. So you had a stud there, you had a good team, and then you lose to the team that eventually wins the national championship. So it's like, okay, maybe we couldn't see what happened there and how much that affected the team. Here, I think you're definitely going to see it, and we've seen this before. Like, he talked about, and here's, let me finish reading this. I made that difficult decision to accept the head coaching position at LSU. I was hoping to complete a historic six-season run with this year's team by leading Ole Miss through the playoffs, capitalizing on the team's incredible success, blah, 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 blah. Guardrails in place, protect the program. He's trying to help them out. Let me help you by leaving you high and dry to take this LSU job. My request to do so was denied by Keith Carter, despite the team also asking him to allow me to keep coaching them so they could better maintain their high-level performance. Unfortunately, that means Friday's Egg Bowl was my last game. While I'm looking forward to the new start with a unique opportunity at LSU, I will forever cherish the incredible 6 years I spent at Ole Miss and will be rooting hard for the team to complete their mission and win a championship at Oxford. Lane Kiffin. Now, the players didn't want him to coach. He didn't show up to that meeting where the players are like, we don't want him coaching us the rest of the way. Now, the other thing that's going to happen is he basically, what Lane Kiffin did, he said to them, if you allow me to coach the rest of the season, then I won't poach all my coaches. I won't leave you guys high and dry that way. Not only is he taking all the coaches, and you can't trust him in that. Like, at the end of that, when all this goes off and he's like, oh, yeah, but I'm still taking these guys because these guys are really important to me. I bet he could fill out the rest of his coaching staff and be fine. Mm-hmm. But you're going to have certain coaches you want along with you. And then the other story is, it's not just that, is that he's going to end up taking Chambliss with him, the quarterback there at Ole Miss, to LSU with him. I just think this reeks of...
He's got a history of doing this. He does. He did it in USC. He's done it. He did it in Tennessee. He has a habit of... This is him, you know, and I just really dislike the disloyalty, and you owe something to these people. I don't care what people say. I don't owe anything. That's nonsense. I mean, human beings, we live in a society. You owe people something. You're in this together. You recruited these kids. You could win the national championship. I predicted that. Remember, I picked them to win the SEC this year. I think they were going to play Ohio State for the championship. That was my prediction. I'm like, are you going to walk away from this? And leave these guys without a coach? These 20-year-old, 22-year-old kids?
What if he never has a chance to get back to a national championship as a head coach? And people could sit here and say what they want about, like, LSU is one of the best programs in the country. But when do we get to a point where, like, what does the NCAA do? Because, like, Rick Pitino posted something on social media. And, yeah, I know, maybe not the best guy to be stepping forward and saying stuff about things like this. But I'm not knocking football, but there's something wrong with their calendar. I'm at St. John's, and we are potentially a one seed and can win a national championship this year, and I leave in March, what would be going on here?
Right.
You know, and I think his sentiment's right, where it's like talking about, like, you got to look at the situation and say what you have at hand and what these players put in for you. But as he's pointing out, it's like, everybody's a mercenary now. I'm just going to go to the highest bidder each time. Why would I want that guy to be my coach? One of the best things to come from this, and I don't know if you saw it, there was a reporter that covers the Ole Miss Rebels that basically talked about this whole situation, and he said, you can't be mad at Kiffin if he leaves because you can't turn a hoe into a housewife. Lane Kiffin said, you want to come back here and call me a hoe? Like, he said, you want to come? Yeah, is that what you want? And he said, I didn't call you a hoe. You are a hoe. I mean, that's basically, when you look at what he said, he did exactly what that writer's saying. But one of the best things to come from this is that the LSU fans, they're still calling him Ho, but it's H-E-A-U-X.
That's funny.
That's so good, man. Leave it up to the people. But you and I are in agreement. Like, this is pretty shady.
I hate everything about it. I've never liked him because of his history. And I've said this before. I've been vocal about it. And I do like Ole Miss. And I was kind of unhappy he was there. I was like, well, I'm glad they're winning. And I was, you know, happy they were playing well. But, like, This is wrong. It's just wrong. You do owe people something. You just do. Like, and this isn't, you know, you can leave if there's a hardship. You know, there's a lot of reasons to leave. To leave just for money and to leave a program like this high and dry, you leave them in a lurch as they're playing for a potential national championship. Like, this is different. You're not the 25th ranked team in the country.
Yeah, you're not sitting out in the Polander Weed Eater Bowl.
Yeah.
You're in the college football playoff. What the hell's going on in here? You see the lights flickering? Whoa, how you doing? It's the devil. And since we're going down to LSU, yeah, I mean, like, as I look at Lane Kiffin, I think he's a brilliant offensive mind, but he is a top-notch a-hole. I mean, he's always going to be that, and he doesn't hide it. I just hate that he's doing this. Yeah, I still want everybody to like me. Lane, no matter what you do when you leave, they are not going to like you. Those people showed up at your private plane leaving to go to LSU to tell you to F off the entire time while you're unpacking your baggage.
Yes.
Fans showed up and just gave him the business as he's getting on the plane. He doesn't even make eye contact with him. He just leaves.
Yeah.
You know, so again, it's going to be, he's going to need a police escort every time he goes back to Mississippi. But I don't fault you for taking the job. It's just how you went about this. And then, like, in my opinion, I'm going to LSU. I have a chance to win a national championship. Like, if LSU wants you, they will wait on you. You're the number one college coach pick. And somebody said that Ole Miss has a chance to do the funniest thing ever by hiring Brian Kelly. Don't do that. It's not gonna be good. Don't do that. I want to get your guys' take on this. 410-583-1057. What do you feel about Lane Kiffin leaving Ole Miss high and dry? I don't know that we've ever seen anything like this where a team has a chance to win the national championship and then the coach is gone. And maybe this is something more we'll start to see unless they change the date when coaches can, you know, like maybe they need to move everything back a little bit. Move back the dates where the transfer portal starts. Move back the date. All that stuff.
I think they really need to look into all that.
So we'll talk about it. We'll do that next and take your phone calls. Again, 410-583-1057.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're on the fan.
Just, it was really difficult. This has been a really special place. 6 years here. I know that there's a lot of feelings and emotions right now around. I hope when they settle down that there's an appreciation about what we were able to do here and having, you know, the best run that's ever been done in the history of the school and brought some exciting times. So I'm so appreciative to the people of Oxford and the relationships that I developed here.
Yeah, that's Lane Kiffin. I mean, you can just hear the BS coming out of his mouth. Joe, we didn't get your... What do you think about this? Do you think he's a... Because you weren't a big fan of what Willard did, right? And to me, this is even worse, where you hold the university up for ransom, basically saying, hey, I'll leave these people so you still have a good program. Mm-hmm. if you allow me to coach the rest of the way, because I want to take this big contract LSU's offering and I want to win a national championship.
I'll be honest with you. I'm not a big college football fan, so this doesn't really impact me that much. But I do think it's kind of funny that this is Lane Kiffin.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what? Does Lane Kiffin deserve all of this attention?
I mean, well, it's yes and no. Yes, he deserves it because he's the best coach right now that would be available with okay, some of the most amazing jobs.
So you're just like the last one left at the bar?
I don't know if it's that because like LSU, Penn State, Florida, God, there were a couple other big jobs that were open too. But to me, those were the three biggest.
Penn State still is open also, right?
Yeah, they haven't finalized who they're going after. Florida, I believe, Florida let Tulane's coach, who's taking over at Florida, finish coaching his season.
Yeah, did see that.
Why didn't Lane ask to do that to LSU? You know, got to get in, got to get started right away, got to get on track. I mean, look, it's hard for me to fault people for taking more money. I don't even fault him for taking the job. It's what he tried to do to get everything, I think, is wrong.
Well, it's not even, it's that, and he's got a history of doing this, just leaving programs. Well,
that's what the guy was talking about. Why he wasn't even making fun of Lane Kiffin. He's like, you guys expected to turn a hoe into a housewife. And what he means by that is as soon as somebody else comes calling, he's going to leave if it's better.
Yeah.
So now the fact that he picked LSU over Florida, does that surprise you at all? I think the LSU job's better. But and it's funny who knows who bought that house in Gainesville now. Maybe it is the new Tulane coach. Is it
the new Florida coach?
Yeah, but the Tulane coach is coming over from Florida. Yeah,
I'm assuming. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
But anyway, yeah. Why is LSU a better job?
I just think that for how much they're willing to put into their program, Florida is a really good job. I just think LSU's better.
Okay. I mean, because Florida's got a history too. Right? They won a couple of national championships in the last, you know.
Yeah, with Tebow and Chris Leak, and then they've been, I don't want to say irrelevant since then.
But oh, yeah, they've been down, but I mean, it happens.
Yeah, and LSU just recently won with Burrow and that group, which was one of the more amazing teams ever put together in college football, especially from an offensive standpoint.
Wide receivers and court,
Let's go out to the phone line, take some calls. Johnny's in Dundalk. What's up, Johnny?
Fellas, good morning. Hey, this really hit home for me, guys. I got to tell you, like, I remember when Rob Long left Vinny. That's how I felt.
I get it, man. But go ahead.
I'm sorry. I don't know if I can fault the guy, man. Like, if he felt like it's a better situation, it's his career, man. And I don't know. I guess you got to trust your own intuitions on things, I guess.
See, and I understand that, too. My thought process would be, like, if I have a chance, he's won three national championships as an assistant coach at Bama. And I don't, did he win? Maybe they all three weren't at Bama because he was an assistant coach at USC, too. That's where the Pete Carroll conversation comes in. He showed him how to cheat. And allegedly, that being said, I just think when you're looking at Lane Kiffin taking this job and trying to get the opportunity to coach the team. Mm-hmm. And basically holding the team up, I think it's wrong on all levels. But if I'm him too, like, why not do what the Tulane coach did? Tell Florida, yes, I'm taking that job, but I'd like to finish coaching my kids. I want to go out with them, whether we win or lose. And I think that's where I have an issue with it. I don't fault anybody for taking another job at all.
He's making $3 million more a year.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing
wrong
with it.
It's kind of staggering. He went from $9 million to $12 million. They make more than pro coaches.
Yeah, it's crazy down there.
Yeah.
Their stadiums seat more than the NFL stadiums.
By far.
Football in the South is so ridiculous, guys, how things get. They don't care about their NFL teams as much as they care about their college teams. They just don't.
They don't.
Let's go to Larry in East Baltimore. Larry, what's up, man? You're on the fan.
Hey, good morning, Jeremy. Good morning, Ed. Shout out to my man, Rob, man. Look. I'm a Baltimore guy, but I spent a great deal of time living in SEC country, and I just had my own opinions about Lane Kiffin. But, Jeremy, I damn near spit my coffee out when you said the reporter said you can't change a hoe into a housewife, because Lane Kiffin is the epitome of it. Yep. I went from calling him a nepo coach to, like this guy who got more chances than Jack Bauer on 24. And trust me, he had enough stroke that if he wasn't trying to play the game of going between LSU and Florida, he very well could have said, "Hey, look, I want to come to LSU. I want to get this opportunity to win a national championship as a head coach because I've never done it. The only championships I've ever won is at Conference USA, and maybe I can validate this, but he tried to play both ends against the middle. They made him make a choice, and then he tried to pull a move. So, you know, I mean, and I'm a big LSU fan, so I can understand him wanting to go and recruit in the fertile grounds of Louisiana and Texas. It's an easier gig to get some kids to come to Baton Rouge. But yo, Lane Kiffin a tool, man. Yeah. And I just hope LSU don't win nothing now because of that.
Appreciate it, Larry. Great call. Yeah, and again, like we're going back to there's no fault in taking a job that you won. But if you look at Lane Kiffin's history, he's done this everywhere he's been. He is a grade A-hole. There's no way around it. And he doesn't care. Even the pop shots he was taking at Kirby Smart, calling him fat, and then he cuts his own hair at home. I mean, he's not wrong, but like you can't say that through the media. I just think that it's something has to give with this, and I wonder where Ole Miss is going now. It just sucks. You had a team that had a legitimate shot to win a national championship, and they still do, but like there's a lot of wholesale changes that are going to happen. Let's go to Daryl in Baltimore. Daryl, you're on the fan.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
What's up, Daryl?
Hey, not much, man. Hey. Hey, I just got a question for you guys about this situation here. Now, if he decided, could he wait until after the season and say, well, okay, well, I wanted to go to LSU, or was he had to, did he have to take the job now and announce it before anything, or did he have a choice in that?
What we don't know is that, like, because again, I just talked about the coach that's taken over for Florida. He said he wanted to stay and coach Tulane and then come in, and Florida was like, okay, he wants to finish the season with his guys. And like, if you really want somebody, you're going to wait for him, right?
Of course.
But as our last caller was talking about, Kiffin wants to get boots on the ground and start recruiting right away, because the sooner you start, the better the chance you have to getting these players for next year.
What about I heard Kiffin wanted to continue till the end.
He did.
Yeah.
He wanted that, but again, he'd still be recruiting for LSU while mm-hmm. he's getting ready for these games. It would be a really weird situation. Yeah. And the fact that he said the players wanted him to stay, and then there was a closed-door meeting where the players went, we don't want him back. And the only coach that they had that was left over, I think, was the defensive coordinator, who looks like one of the dudes I'd play flag football with. He's got his visor on backwards. Doesn't look like he's ever turned down a beer. You know, like, I'm rooting for him. I hope Ole Miss wins the whole damn thing without him.
So do I.
What a scumbag. I love the fact that the fan showed up and just destroyed him. All right, we got to step out. Hour number two is coming up. Talk about Ryan Helsley. I'll give you his makeup. Orioles signed him to a 2-year deal. Some fans complained about one thing in this deal. I'll tell you what that is. We'll do that next right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.